On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's 1,000 times stronger than pure iron and can be recycled without any loss of strength. It's the second largest industry in the world, behind oil and gas. The United States is the world's third leading producer thereof, behind China and Japan. In 1610, it started to be made in merry old England and ultimately gave rise to the Industrial Revolution. It's used in almost every industry on the planet, with housing being the largest consumer. And most importantly for our purposes, it spawned a righteous number of hard-driving bluegrass songs. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll continue our High Lonesome look at steel. Coming up this, men are like steel. When they lose their temper, they lose their worth. That's Chuck Norris, baby. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin, as we must, by working on the railroad. This is Daly and Vincent with Steel Driving Man, a Jamie Daly original. He was inspired to write after reading a Wikipedia article about railroad workers.
Steals of a white man has took them away. I once had a father, the pride of my youth, and a mother who taught me the practice of truth. But now they're both spirits like cold as the clay. For the steels of a white man has took them away. And now I'm alone, the last of my race. And I know on this earth I can find no more place. my friends and relations was gone yesterday. For the steals of a white man has took them away. And now I must go, for the Great Spirit calls, to the land of the blessed where the brave never falls, to the peaceful green valley by the cool forest glade, where the steals of a white man can never invade.
Ron Thomason reminding us that there's a dark side to steel rails with Steals of a White Man, which Ron sings with the Dry Branch Fire Squad on the group's Good Neighbors and Friends release. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to round two of our mammoth examination of bluegrassical steel, a civilization-building alloy that is well-documented in bluegrass story and song, and even in names of bands: Men of Steel, the Steel Creek Band, the Steel Wheels, Steel Bridge, and perhaps most famously, the Steel Drivers. Steel most often appears in train songs, in the tracks, and in the mighty steel locomotives that ride upon them. This is Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice with Steel Rail Rider.
It's a long steel rail and a short cross time. Ramble my way until I die. Thank you. caused me to leave my good old home.
Bogus with one of Old Timey Dem's most seminal tunes, Long Steel Rail, the title track to Riley's Sugar Hill outing. Riley notes, quote, "I feel a certain excitement whenever I hear this tune. It charges me up and fills me with a good feeling. When I hear the words, I can relate to the person in the song and their struggles in life. This song describes their determination to carry on and succeed in the face of all the hardship and sorrow. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'll ramble this road until I die," end of quote. And Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice led things off with Steel Rail Rider, penned by Ronnie Bowman, is waxed on the group's Blue Side of the Blue Ridge disc, because there's no way to slow a steel horse down. John Hartford will keep us rolling down the tracks with his song, Shiny Rails of Steel, originally recorded on his 1968 RCA LP, Housing Project.
In the dirty basements of my brain, the odor of the iron train, the steam rise up, an opaque cloud, and silence breaks like glass beneath the whistle clear and loud, and tie rods clank like robots as machinery slowly moves to make its effort down these shiny rails of steel. And through some window passing now, I think I see her looking out, her nose pressed round upon the glass that flickers like a piece of jade as it goes flashing past in dirty Pullman coaches sliding out to meet the dawn beside the stockyards on these shiny rails of steel. So I turn myself around and walk along the wet concrete that seems to crack beneath my burden, and the ears of boiler heat around the mail trucks and the baggage as I drag my shoes and go to find a dismal bench somewhere within the depot's yellow glow, away from salad dripping kitchens, from the seams of dining cars that lay like diamonds on these shiny rails of steel. Through the speakers of my memory, I can hear the sad refrain, call the number of the loading gate to catch the southbound train, her suitcase like a coffin in the creases of my hand. Then suddenly I'm all alone, with no place else to stand, as cars all chunk together and the steps are moved away, and then she's gone upon these shiny rails of steel.
John Hartford reminding us you can see a lot while rolling down the railroad tracks. That was Shiny Rails of Steel from John's Housing Project LP. Music critic Richie Underberger called the album, quote, off-kilter country pop with liberal smidgens of bluegrass and intellectual folk rock lyricism, end of quote. Well said, Richie. We'll hand the baton off to Southern Rail, and they'll carry it all the way through our impending break while picking Big Steel Wheel, written by the band's banjoist Dave Dick, and recorded on their turquoise disc, Carolina Lightning. Dave Higgs suggesting that now is as good a time as any to begin steeling yourself. We'll have more steely tunes from Mike Seeger, Tony Trischka and Skyline, and Spare Rib and the Bluegrass Sauce right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still immersed in bluegrassical steel, and they don't get any steelier than Spare Rib and the Bluegrass Sauce, who are fixing to semi-scandalize the program with their Wagon of Steel. This is a guy who really loves his car, Josephine. She's a burning baby, a wagon of steel. Or is it really a car? I'm just wondering.
She's got flames down her sides. She likes to burn rubber when she takes me for a ride. Her name is Josephine, I call her ma'am. And if she lets you drive her, you know you're a man. I know I gotta have her, I know I got the need. I love my burning baby, she's a wagon of steel. She's a Mopar mama from the Motor City, built in 69 with a 4.2 Hemi. Her body pretty good, got a heavy-duty frame, good suspension, ain't afraid of the rain. She likes it long and straight, cause you know she's built for speed. Love my burning baby, she's a wagon of steel. Disposition hidden just beneath the hood. She lets me check her oil like a good girl should. She's a mighty steaming load of hot distant chrome. And when I get behind the wheel, she takes me home. You know she's hard to stop when she gets her head of steam. I love my burning baby, she's a wagon of steel. Flames on the sides. She likes to burn rubber when she takes me for a ride. Her name is Josephine, but I call her man. And if she lets you drive her, you know you're a man. She rolling down the highway, she'll give you what you need. I love my burning baby, she's a wagon of steel. Let's take her out here, buddy. Thank you.
Don't it cause your mind to yearn for what's lost and gone? Never had a chance to learn. But you can't go home now. She let you go down alone on a river of steel.
Tony Trischka and Skyline with River of Steel from their Flying Fish album, Skyline Drive. That was guitarist Danny Weiss handling the lead vocals on a tune written by brothers John and Mike Seeger. And Spare Rib and the Bluegrass Sauce, no, I'm not making this up, was in the leadoff spot with Wagon of Steel, as rendered on their Mountain Airwaves recording. Steel, as we've mentioned, is used in pert near everything. Roads, railways, appliances, buildings, cars, bolts, nails, cooking utensils, shipbuilding, pipelines, washing machines, furniture, knives. There never was a good knife made out of bad steel. Ship hulls, bridges, and as Mike Seeger is about to relate, in shackles and chains.
I sit now, Mama, all shackled down in steel. Here I sit now, pretty Mama, all shackled down in steel. When I think about my past crimes, Lord, how bad I ain't gonna ride no train. I'm going to leave you, pretty Mama. Ain't gonna ride no train. Oh, walking out and crawling, crying and calling your name. My picture hanging up on the wall. You can see my picture, pretty Mama, hanging up on the wall. It may be my picture, it won't be your daddy at all. I leave your pretty Mama angry by your door. Someday you'll miss me, but I won't come home no more.
Thinking about old times when you and me were in our prime, driving down the coastal road with vineyards all around. It seemed like we were floating, 7 inches off the ground, off the ground. We would picnic by the sea, an empty beach, just you and me. A cold sancerre and a hot baguette with garlic mayonnaise. The world was our oyster. Those balmy summer days, what happy days. Then it seems the autumn came and blew our dreams away. Everything was scattered in the cool light of the day. But I still think about you now and all the things you used to say to me.
Old Boston Tea Party jazzing things up a bit with Steel Gray from their Back Across the Water release. And Mike Seeger began matters with Bound Steel Blues, as heard on his third annual Farewell Reunion project. That was learned from a 78 by Southeastern Kentucky fiddler Bill Shepper. Mike had to make up a few lines, as some of Shepper's original ones were unintelligible. The Kruger Brothers, augmented by their number one fan and composer of the tune, Tut Taylor, will get us all the way up to and through our break with Stephen Steele, as found on the boys' Carolina Scrapbook release. Stephen Steele is the name of a popular metal bar used by dobroists and steel guitar players.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Hicks, and we'll be diving even deeper into all this steel business with the Trinity River Band, Streets and Hills, and Jeff Union as soon as we've soldiered through our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with Jeff Union and a song about a manhole maker with a cold heart. This is Cold as Steel, the title track to Jeff's Shining Castle project.
Don't know much about his family, where he came from or when. I don't know much about the woman that he loved, or if it was really even love back then. Find it hard to imagine what it was like when he was young, every day wandering through the rusted metal yards, searching for scraps of tin to feed his family on. His mind burned like an iron forge fire, worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a hard life, they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day. Settled in for the New Deal, he ran an outfit for Bethlehem Steel, making 26 gauge panel in his one machine mill. Each year the river would grow swollen till the waters had flood right on inside. That old bell corrugator wasn't his to lose, so he put it up on blocks until the waters did subside. Mind burned like an iron forge fire, worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a hard life, they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day. Thank you.
vicious, flatten trees and level buildings on the bank. When the waters went down, he was driving out of town. Corrugator on the flatbed with the sun going down. He took it on down in Carolina to the sandy shady banks of the old Cape Fear. No reason to hide, run away, tell lies. Long as them Yankees never come south of the Mason-Dixon line. His mind burned like an iron forge fire. Worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a hard life, they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day.
Arkansas in the summer of 1895 was a woman all the men in town wanted for their bride. Lizzie Ann Jones was a honey, a lot of boom men spent their money trying to be the one to catch her eye. To leave her alone. I'm not the kind, it's plain to see. Let a man with an evil plan make a fool out of me. You can't have my heart, it's dead to love. Never take it, never break it, it's made of steel and blood. McCall was an outlaw, killed 12 men with his quick draw, shot him down and left him there to die. He rode into town one morning, asking everyone about a woman. Questions made it plain Lizzie was his bride. McCall knew Lizzie all too well. Grabbed her by the arm, then he slapped her, raised his hand again, but she was faster. Stabbed him in the heart and sent him to hell. I'm not the kind, it's plain to see. Blood. Jones' trial was a short one, wasn't any doubt about the outcome. Soon Lizzie joined Cole in the ground. Now, no one knows just where they lie, but when the summer's hot and the moon is high, you can still hear Lizzie scream these words out loud. I'm not the kind, it's plain to see.
The Trinity River Band singing the Moody Steel and Blood is heard on their Better Than Blue offering. Her heart won't be broken because it's made of steel and blood. That's one hard heart right there. I don't care who you are. And Jeff Union was at the beginning with the title track to his album, Cold as Steel. I guess making manhole covers can do that to a feller. As author Joe Abercrombie puts it, quote, good steel bends, but never breaks. Good steel always stays sharp and ready. Good steel feels no pain, no pity, and above all, no remorse, end of quote. You're hearing songs that could rattle even nerves of steel thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Cy Conn pays tribute to the workers who roll the steel that make the wheels go round and make the world go round. This is We Roll the Steel.
From the fields of Lithuania to the high Italian hills, we have sailed across the rolling sea to work these rolling mills. We have left our farms and villages, our cities and our
leaving on track number 7, straight down the line to New Orleans. I've sold everything for this small piece of paper to take me to the city of my dreams. But you're right where you wanted to be. You took everything except a life from me. Now I'm moving fast on this steel rail companion. I'm all alone, but I'm free. Together is this old shirt and these blue jeans, and the low lonesome sound of that train whistle calling will be the last you'll hear from me. But you're right where you wanted to be. You took everything except the life from me. Now I'm moving fast on this steel rail companion. I'm all alone, moving fast on this steel rail companion. I'm all alone, but I'm free.
Streets and Hills, a Canadian group singing Steel Rail Companion from an anthology entitled The Orchard Sessions. They can take everything we have, but they'll never take our freedom. And Cy Conn was on the front end, paying tribute to the persistence and resistance of working people in We Roll the Steel. You'll find that on Cy's strictly country endeavor, We're Still Here. Well, we are indeed still here, but not for long. Mickey's big hand is just about at high noon. We'll leave it to Wassel Ara and North State to put the finishing touches on our Big Steel special with a little bit of a slow Monroe-like instrumental, Ring of Steel, group States Evidence disc. And on that high, happy, a sledgehammer breaks glass but forges steel kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, while they may not exactly be manna from heaven, many consider them to be the next best thing. New bluegrassy projects are falling into the bins at an unparalleled pace. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be unveiling the latest from Larry Cordell, Twisted Pine, Fireside Collective, and the infamous String Dusters on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.